Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
It's the 14th annual Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale, February 28th at the ranch in Leedy, Oklahoma. Selling 100 two-year-old bulls from the top of the herd, including sons of B&B Identity and Generation 2100. These bulls are rugged and ready for heavy service. Also featuring yearling heifers carrying Quartermaster Creek genetics. For more information, call 580-488-3889 or go to the website at www.quartermastercreek.com.
If you look at social media these days, it seems that everybody wants to know where their food is coming from, and everybody wants to know more about animal welfare and these type of things. Dr. Jason Lust, former OSU Ag Economics professor, now head of the Ag Economics Department at Purdue University, says that's fine and good, but you've got to also take into consideration folks not necessarily engaging on social media that care about the price of their food.
I think it is important to think about in communication who we're communicating with, and we may not be getting a representative view of the average person's perspective. So who is it that's able to influence media, write books, and influence political campaigns? Well, it's generally going to be folks that are higher income, and in the case at least of social media, it's younger folks. And what we see when we look at the data is these people that are higher income, maybe a little younger, have different preferences than lower income people. They tend to be a little more concerned about the environment, animal welfare, nutrition, and naturalness, but much less concerned about the price of food. And so I think that's something really important to keep in mind, and particularly we're talking about policy discussions that impact the prices of food for everyone. That's also an area where the technology matters, because a lot of the ag technologies that are being adopted on the farm, what they do is they help bring down food prices, and that matters a lot to people on the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum.
Dr. Jason Lust visiting with our own Carson Horn at the Bear Ag Advocacy Conference, just ahead of the Commodity Classic 2018 going on this week in Anaheim, California. On the East Coast this last week was the USDA Ag Outlook Conference, and one statistic brought up by Robert Johansson, chief economist of USDA, perhaps sums up the economic woes of the American farmer.
Look at this. Since 1960, soybean production has increased more than 1,000%, while real soybean prices have fallen by 47%. It's just amazing.
Chief economist at USDA, Dr. Robert Johansson. The 80th anniversary celebration of the Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts underway at the Embassy Suites near the Capitol in Oklahoma City. Jimmy Emmons is president of OACD.
It's a very exciting time for us in conservation, and it comes at a good time because the importance of the soil. We're really looking at soil health and systems and cover crops and all in the last year or two that we've really been focusing on that.
And truly born out of the dirty 30s.
Yeah, in 1937. So the need arose in the 30s to form something that became into a great conservation effort. And producers back then saw the need. Producers still have a need, maybe not the same need as far as the whole state blowing away, but we still have a need to protect our soil and water.
Jimmy Emmons on the 80th birthday celebration of Oklahoma Association of Conservation Districts. You've got farm news on Ron.
Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 bull sale happening Saturday, March 3rd at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. The sale starts at noon featuring 85 Angus, Simmental, and Sim-Angus bulls bred for calving ease. Fertility tested and fully guaranteed, sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms. For more information, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 and ask for your sale catalog today. That's Blackjack Farm and Friends 2018 bull sale, March 3rd in Seminole. See you there.
And that's your farm news. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.